now, broadcasting on StarWorldWideNetworks.com. It's time for Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Let's tap into your own authentic genius and live the life you desire. Join Dr. Rademacher for an enlightened conversation about our brain intelligence, our body intelligence, and our energy intelligence. And now, here's your host, Dr. Bart Rademacher.
I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, and this is Prescription for Your Transformation, Real People, Real Conversations, and Real Success. And this platform is really all about, you know, tapping into that authentic genius inside of you so that you can live the life that you desire. But to get to that point, you need to have an understanding or get access to the intelligence that's within us so that you can actually, you know, become what it is that you want to become. You know, we all have this sense of this ideal self within us. I mean, it's not a fantasy. We've got the blueprint of a perfect body. It's just a matter of how do we get access to that. And so one of the things I like about this platform is I do get to talk to individuals who are actively seeking that out. And I'm super excited to be talking to the super connector, Stephen Klein, because that's been his mission as long as I've known him. I've known him for quite some time. He's into all these different sort of plans and projects and companies really to access, you know, optimum health. And so oftentimes, you know, I'm excited to see him because I want to find out what's new and helpful on that horizon that could actually shift my life. So once again, Stephen, thank you so much. I really appreciate you and all the times you've caught me with, you know, all sorts of cool things so that you could share them with me. And I'm excited to have you share with the audience all the cool things that you're involved with.
Awesome. It's my pleasure to be here, Dr. Bart. Appreciate it.
So I know we were doing this in three parts. And so the first part is about NES health. You know, the second part is about biohacking and optimizing health. And the final one of my favorites, would be about connection. A thing that we absolutely need in our lives today, because if we really want to be optimized our own life in all of its dimensions, it's all about the connection. But let's dive into NES Health. I think it's really important that you share with us why you're so excited about this and how it will actually change people's lives.
Sure. And it's an interesting story how I was introduced to NES Health and ended up working with them. Like a lot of people, I had to pivot during COVID from some of the things I was doing. I had met Harry Massey, who's the owner of NES Health, in 2016, going back a ways, at the Bulletproof Biohacking Conference in Pasadena, California. He was one of the speakers. He was there with Gerald Pollack, who is leading the study of water these days, and more importantly, structured water and how water holds memory and information. He subsequently moved his corporate offices from the UK to Tampa Bay about 5 years ago or so. And I was then invited to a practitioner training he had with a couple of friends of mine that drove up from Boca Raton, saw him again. We exchanged information. Then I had him come speak at a friend of mine's retreat / mastermind. And he was really impressed with the quality of the people there, including one of his practitioners, which, by the way, the NES Health model is a system, overall system, that practitioners use to scan the human body field of their patients, find the root cause of any blockages or imbalances. And then they have ways to clear those blockages and imbalances. And theoretically, if you can clear blockages and imbalances in the body field, your body can then heal itself of anything. So I then was invited in for an interview with NES Health and started working for them in September of 2020. And it's been really, really interesting what this company can do for practitioners, clients, and the testimonials we hear, which are mind-blowing a lot of times and seemingly impossible a lot of times. So it's really, really interesting stuff.
You know, it's really exciting because, you know, we are now at a turning point in our country and many other countries as far as it comes to health and optimizing health. And I say that for the reason is that over the last 30 years, we've had the wellness revolution. The regenerative revolution is ramping up. And then in the future, the biotechnology or bioenergy, you know, revolution that's going to affect us. And what I think is really important is that the kind of work that you're doing is actually that next revolution. And it is so because when, and I've discussed this many times on my podcast, is we have to think of our body in more in quantum physics, not just the old Newtonian physics like medicine is catering to, which is like, you know, trying to reduce everything to the smallest elements of functioning. And it's really kind of missing the essence of how our body works. Our body works with energy. And so it's interesting then, you know, because my first response when I looked into energy devices many years ago, I clearly didn't understand how it was working. And as a typical doctor, I think, well, what is this stuff? I mean, this is a machine. It's going to do all sorts of weird vibrations. Is it really going to make an impact? The truth is, science is now proving that it does make a huge impact. And I really want to position that for you right now, because people who are listening in is may be thinking, well, what is this really? This is not traditional medicine. And you'd be right. The point is, it actually works because it connects with the electromagnetic fields of our body and makes the adjustments. And whatever illness condition or chronic illness condition somebody has, it also has a very specific, you know, energy resonance or vibrational resonance. And that's where I think the type of work that you're doing taps into.
Yeah. And so it took me a while to get my arms around this whole quantum thing, even though I was already interested in things, even though, you know, the EMF harmonizers are all quantum, the structured water is quantum. There's all these things now in this quantum mechanics revolution, even the ability to imprint things in water, to have them do different things, whether they're talks about rivers and lakes, soils that are messed up with GMOs and glyphosate and those kind of things. But I was totally open to it. Obviously, the challenge is things aren't linear. You can't go, I started here, now I'm here, because in the quantum world, things can be everywhere. But what's, you know, and again, in energy medicine, we know who our audience is. And so we're dealing with practitioners that are already kind of looking for this kind of stuff, whether they're a naturopath, an integrative MD, a Chinese medicine doctor, an acupuncturist, licensed massage therapist, doctors of osteopathy, chiropractors, that world. Yeah, we get the one-offs with ophthalmologists that are getting rid of glaucoma with what we do, which is pretty amazing. We've had nonverbal autistic kids in their late teens that are, you know, told you're never going to talk in your whole life, give it up, and they start talking. So there's some pretty miraculous things that happen through this energy medicine. And that's clearly where things are heading. We all know that everything has a frequency. Some of them are good frequencies, some of them are bad frequencies. And anytime there's a blockage or imbalance in that, it's going to refer out some way, either in the physical body, emotions, or something that's going to kind of hinder your lifestyle or your vitality and your ability to enjoy life, you know, quite frankly. So it's thrilling stuff. Our owner, Harry Massey, and I don't know that I've shared this with you, Dr. Bart, his story, when he was about 21 years old in the UK in university, he comes down what they called chronic fatigue. They didn't know what else to label it. They tested him for everything. He was in a wheelchair or in a bed for almost 8 years. The guy was referred to a quantum physicist in Australia who had spent 20 years mapping the human body field and didn't even have an application for it. Most of the research is in this book called Decoding the Human Body Field. So Harry, who's in the UK, meets him in LA. He comes all the way from Australia. But it took like a year and a half. They get together, and Harry's the owner of Nest Health, who's a genius, figures out a way to scan this body field that Dr. Peter Fraser had mapped and then come up with the remedies to clear those blockages and imbalances. So that saves his life, launches Nest Health like 19 years ago. And here we are now serving practitioners all over the world. But there's about a little over 1,000 now all over. And we have offices in the United States, UK, and in Australia. And now kind of ramping up a little more quicker with some of the things we've added to the system, that kind of thing. But it's really, really amazing to see where this started and how it progressed, and how Harry was the incubator or the guinea pig of somebody that was just living a horrible life. I mean, imagine being bedridden or in a wheelchair for almost 8 years.
Yeah, and it's what's really interesting about all of this, Steve. And I think, you know, wanting to put this in its proper context as well, is because over the last 300 years, you know, all we've done is we've been treating the system, the symptoms, and basically every illness, you know, with its characteristics as they present themselves, as we call symptoms in my world, the illness itself is the symptom of something deeper to that, which is the root cause. And that's where the focus of all the work that I do, as well as my training program for doctors called Fuel, where we're focusing on, okay, what is the actual root cause? And in our next section, we're going to be talking about biohacking, how that also addresses, you know, the root cause. Because when we think about it, is that giving a pill, you know, giving somebody a drug or performing surgery really doesn't solve the problem. It really doesn't. It just kind of layers it down and subdues it, but it doesn't, you know, address the root cause. I mean, if you make bad lifestyle choices and you're overweight and or you live in an environment where there's a lot of mold, guess what? You're going to be chronically ill. And unless you change your environment or what your lifestyle, it's not going to work. And so the interesting thing about your technology then is, as the way that I appreciate it, and I'm not any expert on this, but the way that I see this is simply this, is that everything that happens in our body is a frequency. And with those bad lifestyle choices, let's put them like that, you know, our cells are out of frequency. And I'm guessing with this body mapping, all the different frequencies of the different organs, different parts of the bodies have been mapped out according to the different kinds of illnesses. And now you've got a way to actually begin to rebalance those frequencies and at a cellular level. And that's also why PMF is so good. And that's where the magic happens. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. So as you know, before we kind of screwed up the earth, our bodies were able to detoxify themselves. Your liver did its job. It wasn't all that difficult. But with the advent of, you know, with all the air pollution coming from the industrial age, what we've done with EMFs and bad frequencies, toxins, what we've done to the soil and all the pollution that comes out of that, what we've done to the seas, the waters, the oceans, we can't detox ourselves the way we used to. And now there's all these harmful frequencies out there that didn't even exist in the past. So we need help in getting back to that balance of our frequencies and, you know, everything else as far as toxicity. So a lot of these imbalances and blockages come from trauma, stress, emotional blocks. But the toxicity that's out there is probably the main thing that causes these problems in the physical body and in the body field, both. So that's kind of what we're working with for the most part, but everybody has got some kind of blockage and imbalance at this point that we help to restore, clear, and that allows your body to heal itself. It's nothing more like you hear from a chiropractor that'll tell you he's not healing you. He's clearing a subluxation that then allows your body to heal itself as well. It's on a just much, much higher level with the body field than something like that, but it's the same concept.
You know, you raise an interesting point, because the truth is this, is that if you really want to be healthy, you know, just go somewhere in the forest and live, you know, away from all the toxic environments. And then, you know, do that for 10 years and then you might actually recover. And what is so true is that, you know, we've evolved over millions of years, whatever it is that you want to believe. I mean, the truth is that we've evolved in harmony with nature and relying on nature and relying on all the different aspects of what nature has provided us. I mean, just think of our circadian rhythms. These are our body rhythms with day and night. And that's all messed up. And what then happens, it all stacks up. You know, when you have 130 million registered chemicals, I mean, just think of all these abnormal elements that our body is not used to because they've been synthesized. You know, our body doesn't know how to handle it. And so it can take years and years to get rid of mold in your system. But this is where I believe the NES Health is going to help, is that you can accelerate your recovery. As long as you're doing all the other things too, right? Drinking, you know, getting clean air, drinking the right kind of water. I just got my Berkey, by the way, my Berkey.
Sweet.
I love that thing. And Berkey filters, by the way, this is a plug for them. I have nothing to do with them, but I just bought one, is one of the three best filtration systems to remove glyphosate. And glyphosate is pervasive all over. It's on our food. It's in our soil. You know, so it's in the water that when you take a shower. So just be aware of these kinds of things. And that's where NES Health is really cool. So if somebody wants to get access to this, I mean, what are their steps to get access to a practitioner? I know they could get access to you as well. You know, what is that process and how does that usually, how do the practitioners usually manage their patients? I mean, just walk us through for somebody who wants to get these kinds of treatments?
All right, so let's give two different viewpoints. One, let's say I'm speaking to one of the practitioners that wants to kind of take a look at Nest Health. Best way to do that is I can let them do a complimentary scan of themselves and get in touch and kind of go over how that works. And to do that, you can create a free portal, which also has a lot of great free things. Like we have a movie called The Living Matrix. We have recipes, we have podcasts and things like that, but it'll give you the ability to do a scan of your bioenergetic field at no cost. So you'd go to www.scanyourbodyfield.com, create a free portal, which is very simple. You'll see required fields, fill them out, finish. And then if you get a hold of me, I can show you how to read the scan or set you up to basically get a trial of our system. And the best way to do that is check out nesthealth.com. That's www.neshealth.com. But once you've created that free portal, I'll reach out with you with instructions on how to do a scan at no cost. If you are someone who would like to maybe be introduced to a practitioner in this space, you can still run a scan and create a portal the same place that I mentioned for the practitioners, but I would then help you find a local practitioner that would maybe take care of you by going to nesthealth.com, and you'll see a little link that says, or button that says find a practitioner. And there you can search between, I think 50 miles, 100 miles, 300 miles in your area for a Nest Health certified practitioner, and they can take care of you. Those are probably the easiest ways to get that information, Dr. Bart.
So if people want to find you directly, how do they find you?
So they can find me on Facebook. It would be fb.com/superconnector. Maybe at capacity my friends list, but you can private message me there. Instagram at superconnector, and that's SUPERKONNECTOR. And my website is superconnector.com. That's SUPERKONNECTOR.com. Those are probably the best ways. You can PM me on Facebook, PM me on Instagram, and on the website, I'll have a way to connect there as well.
Awesome. You know, and just, and I'm going to give you the last word in a moment, but just, you know, for all the listeners out there, you know, we are energy beings. I mean, everything is energy. Even the rock has energy, has a vibration. And we have evolved, you know, in essence, with eight relationships, I should say, with all of this. And so when our vibrations, our frequencies are out of sync or are not resonating well, it translates into chronic illness, it translates into discomforts, it translates into a lot of things, it translates into chronic fatigue. And the problem is that when you go to your trusted medical doctors, and I know because I'm one of those, right, that they have not been trained to appreciate these kinds of things, because all their studies have been totally dedicated and focused on the intricacies of the body's physiology and disease, that they haven't had the opportunity, or academia hasn't allowed them to look outside of traditional medicine and looking into the real solutions that are out there as well, like the bioenergy fields and measuring and all that, all those kinds of things. And so if you're a patient with all sorts of conditions and you're not getting the results that you want, this is a real safe place to go to as well. And ultimately my philosophy, and this is something that I learned very early on in medical school. I started medical school when I was 17. And by the time I graduated, I had made a very clear decision. To me, it doesn't matter how we get to health. You know, whatever works is what's important. And to get rid of a headache, if you need to stand on your head, if that's going to work, then fine. Then let's do that instead of just taking a pill. And so whatever does work, and it's validated and it's believable, it's worth looking into. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, then move on and find something else. I'm going to give you the last word.
So I agree with everything that you said. I'm on a voyage and a journey to seek things that are going to give me vitality and longevity and let me live my life better and ultimately be happier. That's why we do anything, is to be happy, right? So I don't close the doors on anything that like you said, could work as long as there's science behind it. And this world of quantum mechanics is going to change the world for the better with all the things we've done to it. So that's where I'm focusing a lot of my radar, is in this quantum world and things that are coming at us there. And Nest Health is leading the way as far as bioenergetics. So it's exciting stuff.
And I haven't personally had experience, but a lot of the people that I trust and they believe in all endorse, you know, NES Health. So check it out. And I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, and this is Prescription for Your Transformation, real people, real conversations, and real success. Talking to the Super Connector, an amazing human being that's making all of these connections for all of us so that we can learn very, very quickly, not having to do all the homework, because that's what he's doing, and so that we can optimize our health. So get ready for part two, as we will be back. I hope you're enjoying these podcasts just as much as I enjoy making them happen. You know, I've been doing this for over 5 years now, and the purpose was ultimately to, you know, share the authentic voices of different people that you normally wouldn't, you know, find out about. And, you know, clearly these are opportunities for all of us to learn new types of insights. And not just from those people that are so good at marketing themselves and getting visible to the rest of the world, but there's so much magic and wonder in all the other people that I get to meet every single day and that I have the privilege and honor to be interviewing on this platform. And it's all about real people, real conversations, and real success. You know, it's those people that are, you know, in the pits, you know, struggling, you know, to make a difference and the learnings that they get from that. So I'm hoping that you're enjoying it as much as I am. And here I am also putting out a plug for a really awesome program that I'm putting out there for doctors as well as patients, actually. It's to how to optimize the health. You know, what are the ways that you can absolutely supercharge your life and become so much more of what's really inside of you. And so go ahead and check out my website, drrademacher.com. So that's drrademacher, R-A-D-E-M-A-K-E-R.com. You know, and especially for the doctors, you know, if you want more information as to how you can supercharge your practice so that you can then become so much more effective as well as independent in how you then choose to take care of your patients. Because in today's world, we need the docs of our communities to be able to be offering the things that we're asking for right now and not waiting for years and years for the scientific community just to accept that this is okay when we already know that the stuff that's available out there really will make a difference so that we can have a much higher level of health, happiness, and everything else that comes with it. So go check it out, drrademacher.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Prescription for Your Transformation, and also on Instagram, drrademacher.com, as I am planning on bringing out a lot of great content for all of you. So thank you. I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, and this is Prescription for Your Transformation, real people, real conversations, and real success. And this is part two, talking to the Super Connector, Stephen Klein. And I really love connecting with Stephen because he's that guy that's out there in the continuous search for the things that will optimize his health. You know, all the technologies, the gadgets, you know, the processes or the systems out there that will truly make a difference in your life. And so once again, really excited to be talking to Stephen in part two with him, the Super Connector, talking about biohacking and optimizing health. And this is a new kind of terrain that's been developing over the last, I think, you know, 10 or 15 years. It's followed up from the wellness revolution that people started back in the late 80s, early 90s, and really gotten underway in the early 2000s. Biohacking is a very specific field, and it really is all about finding that shortcut that will help you optimize your health, help with your performance, help with your focus, help with your weight, you know, all these different things. And it's understanding, you know, how our biological systems actually work together. And this is something doctors and medicine aren't looking into, and how to supercharge those good processes, get rid of the bad processes so that you can enhance. I mean, just think of it this way. I mean, biohacking is no different than this metaphor, this example that I'm going to give you, right? If you're tired, what do? You drink coffee, right? If you feel stiff, what do? Yoga. If you're anxious, what do? It's meditation. And you know what? If you want to build muscle and improve your performance, what do? Exercise. All of that, that's biohacking. And so love to hear some of your experiences, Stephen, some of your thoughts, your perspectives as a layman, but also expert in the biohacking field, because you've been around them for quite some time.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Bart. I'll share kind of what motivated me to get into all this, if that's okay. So as you know, I got hit by a car going the wrong way on the interstate, you know, 19 years ago now, October 6th. And I had like 8 months of just really intense rehab where I couldn't do anything really. So I was 35 years old. And at that point, I figured I had this you know, fear of missing out type thing. I felt like my life had been chopped in half. So I'd already been really into health, parts of it, not holistic health, but nutrition and exercise. So when I had my recovery, I was like, I've got to figure out and learn how to live longer with more balanced vitality to make up for this lost time. Probably not the healthiest, you know, perception on things at the time or perspective, but it served me really well, because as time went on, I had my radar up for anything that would come at me that was going to give me vitality, longevity, you know, optimal health. And so my first experience with that was probably brain entrainment when I discovered the new reality device, and then brain tap. And you've probably heard of those, kind of sync the hemispheres of your brain and help you get into a meditative state. So that was kind of new to me. I wasn't a big meditation guy, but it was in 2014, a friend of mine had sent me a link to the Bulletproof Executive, which is Dave Asprey's site. Dave Asprey's the gentleman that actually coined the term biohacking. Of course, people had been doing biohacking for years and years and years, but he's the one that coined that term, got it in the dictionary. You know, he was a techie nerd who was already hacking computers. And then he thought, okay, I'll hack my body biohacking. So there you go. But I get that link. I start following, you know, kind of the things that he teaches and some of these modalities. And then, you know, you being a big Tony Robbins person, I was at an Unleash the Power Within in like 2012 or 2013. And the last day of that event is all about health. But at the time, Tony wasn't exactly on the same page as me as far as what that meant. So I was walking around the facility, ran into this guy named John Jaquish, who owned a company called Biodensity, this amazing machine that reverses osteoporosis. You can say that, clinically proven. He's probably the top guy in osteogenesis or bone growth in the world. So I spent like 3 hours with him, and I was sure at the time that I was going to introduce this guy to somebody that would help things blow up. So fast forward to January 2015, I messaged Dave Asprey on Facebook Messenger, back when he's answering his own social media. I'm like, hey, I got this great biohacking device, this Biodensity you should look at. He's okay, set up a call with my secretary. They talk, John Jaquish and Dave Asprey, goes really well. Dave flies him up to Vancouver to hear all about it more. They spend a whole day together. Then John Jaquish calls me and says, hey, Stephen, Dave Asprey wants me to be at the biohacking conference in Pasadena in September, but I can't go. He was the keynote speaker at the biggest osteoporosis conference in the world in Milan, Italy. Tony Robbins had a UPW in LA where he had to have all these people there for 7,000 people. At the time, that was a lot. So he says to me, hey, Stephen, I'll give you 5 tickets to this conference if you and your friends will spend an hour in the booth with my guy with the Biodensity. So that was how I got to the conference for the first year, and I've been every year. As a matter of fact, 2016, I was fortunate enough to camp with Dave Asprey and Camp Biohack at Burning Man. Saw you there the following year. But my whole connector thing, how I love to put people together and enhance people's growth but through connections, went into hyperdrive at that point. And so I started to learn about what all those modalities were that are out there, what works better with what as far as stacking. And that's where I really just ignited into the whole world of biohacking at a really high level, from really just being introduced to a website and Dave Asprey in the beginning. So it's been really, really exciting. I love the tribe and the people that are involved in this that really seem to want to help people without an agenda, which is really rare to find in the world. And at the same time, most of these modalities are really helpful for people, aren't things that cause side effects or have chemicals or anything like that. If anything, they're looking to remove all of that and get us back to how we were before we messed the earth up with toxins and that kind of thing. So it's an exciting space. I know I went off kind of on that ramble, but I get really, really excited about talking about this biohacking stuff and where it's headed and how many friends and contacts I now have in this space.
I mean, what's not to get excited about? I mean, if you're thinking about optimizing health, increasing performance, increasing focus, improving your memory, improving your sleep, improving basically every aspect of your life, you know, what's not to want from that? You know, one of the things that I think is a challenge is that, you know, many of the scientific communities are delegitimizing, you know, biohacking. And they do that out of their own ignorance. And I get it. As scientists, you know, you want to spend years on the benches, you know, the lab benches, you know, trying to prove all sorts of things. But here's the truth about biohacking. I mean, do you really want to wait 10, 20 years before you find out what's actually going to help you optimize your health? And so putting in perspective, I think, is important, what biohacking really is. I mean, it is evidence and science-based sort of hacks, if you will. I mean, processes that will help you optimize. And let's take the easiest one and perhaps the most important one to think about is this. It's our sleep. You know, every animal, every insects too, by the way, require sleep. Why? It's our time for recovery. So if you don't sleep well, and science has already proven this, you know, it's the cause, or it's one of the underlying causes of all these chronic diseases, including cancer, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, all that kind of stuff. So it behooves you, right, really, to improve your sleep. Bad sleep, you know, higher risk of making mistakes, poor memory, all these different things. So how do you hack the sleep? Well, melatonin is one. You know, going for a walk outside, you know, for 30 minutes in the sun is another one. And that's, you know, for more later. And making sure that you're not exposed to blue light. I mean, these are what we call biohacking. And so there's nothing weird about it. You're probably doing a lot of these things already. So my question for you then, you know, Steve, is, you know, how do you talk to people, you know, about biohacking? I mean, is it just your personal story and they see your excitement and then you tell them all the different things that you can do? Or you know, I know that you're also on this plan to have your own podcast series about biohacking. I mean, what's your plan to help people appreciate and take a look outside of what's traditional?
So one of the main things is to be an example of this. So I'm 53 years old and people ask me all the time, no way, you're 53. What do you do? Fortunately, some of the best biohacks are free. Whether it's breathing exercises, Wim Hof breathing, pranayama, breathology, something like that. You mentioned part of one, being outside in the sun, and people, and educate people that there are different benefits of different types of day in the sun. Early morning sun, like the first 30 minutes of sunrise, there's no vitamin D that you're going to process from that because there's no UV light. But the early morning sun is really, really, really great for your circadian rhythms, your vision, healing skin. If you had a sunburn, you should go out in the early morning sun. And 30 minutes before sunset will help you a ton. So there's benefits of that grounding. Like we cut ourselves off from the earth and now almost everybody's inflamed because we're wearing shoes, walking on carpeting, cement, whatever, instead of coming in contact with water or the natural earth surface where we get those negative ions. So that's free. The breathing is free. There's a lot of things you can do as far as sleep, like you said, that don't cost you any money. Now that said, there are a ton of biohacks, most of which are meant to put your body in a state back before we mess it up again, whether it's red light therapy, which is going to mimic a lot of what the sun does, infrared saunas to detoxify yourself. There are resistance training machines that will give you incredible outcomes versus what you would do normally. There's that Carol bike that we talked about that will increase your VO2 max by 12% in 9 weeks. So there are things in biohacking where a lot of people do things haphazardly and you don't really know what's happening, even though you may get some results, but you can test and measure almost everything now. So when I talk to people about biohacking, normally we'll get into something that can improve their life without spending a lot of money first and some of these things that they're not doing in their daily routine. And then they'll ask specifically about certain areas and I'll go, okay, well, you may want to look at this or you may want to look at this because there's so many things out there. And I've been exposed to most, at least the ones that I'm really excited about that have been vetted and my friends that are deep divers have studied them and I know they're great things. So I'm kind of like that hub of trusted resource where I can recommend things to people, but I love it. And I love seeing people's lives change for the better, even if it's just one thing they implement that they weren't doing. So it's not too hard to have that conversation as long as somebody's open to it and they want to change. Now most of my friends aren't walking around smoking cigarettes and going to raves till 3 a.m. either. So, you know,
well, I'm really looking forward to your podcast series because, you know, it's all about, you know, finding that trusted source. And, you know, you're doing all your investigative work and talking to all the right people to really appreciate, you know, all these different things. And, you know, besides like infrared, you know, those pulse infrared saunas, you've got cryotherapy, you've got isolation tanks, you've got ozone therapy. And interesting, and I catch myself with this as well, because as much as I've been, you know, trained in traditional medicine, you know, I still look outside of the box all the time. But sometimes I just get caught off guard. And for example, my first response to ozone therapy, what is that really going to do, right? And so that's the tendency of most people, because we're just not exposed enough to this concept of biohacking. And it's a beautiful concept, because really what it is doing, it's not only addressing the potential causes that could harm the body long term, but it's also reversing them, you know, any of the problems or imbalance that you have, and actually supercharging you. And there's this concept of biohacking becoming superhuman. And so, well, why not, right? Why not live, you know, have a quality of life with tremendous energy and vitality till you're 100, 150, or even 180, you know, and this whole concept of, you know, we need to age, you know, we will age and let's just get used to it. I mean, it's ridiculous. And unfortunately, too many docs who don't understand or don't have a solution for the patient, they just throw up their hands and say, you know what, you're just getting old. And I can say that because I'm a doctor and I've heard it many, many times. My approach is always, okay, what else can we look for? Because, you know, we do have the blueprint of the perfect functioning body. And when we get that awareness of what we're actually doing to it, that's harming it, you know, we can also start looking at changing that, but also find ways to really optimize. But one of the things, and I want to share this right now, and then in a moment, I'm just going to have you wrap it up, is this, is that all this is basically self-experimentation. You know, always check with the doctor, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, make sure that, you know, it's safe. And, but you have to measure stuff. You can't just start taking supplements and hoping it's going to work. And I think this is the biggest danger out there, that people just start doing things and it's perhaps even the wrong thing to do. And so that's where we look at, you know, our epigenetics. So we look at gene mapping. We look at all the biometric and bioanalytics, and I'd love to have a conversation with you on another time. And I'm also putting together all sorts of lab panels. And that's a great, great starting point. But what else would you want people to know, you know, going into biohacking? You know, where are some of the places they can go to besides you? What else can they be doing?
I mean, I'll mention some people to follow. Certainly Dave Asprey, if you go to bulletproof.com. Ben Greenfield is a really big name now in this space. Mark Sisson. And even look at some events to go to. There's a really cool event called Paleo FX coming up April 29th to May 1st in Austin, Texas, that you want to kick the tires and play on all this stuff. Literally, there's tech halls with all these amazing devices you can go use and play with. You want to get a little more of an exotic trip, there's a health optimization summit in London, England at the end of May. So you can just Google that, Health Optimization Summit, London. All these are 2022. You can look up the Biohacking Congress, which is doing smaller events regionally around the country that are really cool. Those are probably the best resources that I would give. Of course, on superconnector.com, I'll have a site and podcast. So I've got some cool things listed there. I'll have a link tree of the different products that I recommend that I think are really, really cool. Most of which will have some kind of coupon code, and you'll see alternative sources for things similar, but they're not ones that I use or that I have an affiliate code for as well. But it's just fun. I mean, Dr. Bart, when I look ultimately what I'm trying to do, it's not, you know, because people sometimes get caught up in the wrong thing that, oh, you want to try to be 150, that's impossible. Well, how about this? You just live with vitality and energy pain-free until you die in your sleep or very peacefully, instead of the way, unfortunately, most Americans are dying. In misery, in pain for weeks, months, if not years, yep. Taking prescription pills along the way.
Yep. No, well said. And on that note, you know, it's incumbent on us listening, you know, to this podcast is to start looking into, you know, how is it that we can optimize our health, and reaching out to people like Steve Klein and on his website, superconnector.com, but it's spelled S-U-P-E-R with a K-O-N-N. ECTOR, so a little different than you might expect, but I love the way that you spell it because it makes you that unique.
And my initials, SK.
SK. Stephen, thank you so much. And this ends, you know, part two of our series of part three with a super connector, and we will be back.
I hope you're enjoying these podcasts just as much as I enjoy making them happen. You know, I've been doing this for over 5 years now, and the purpose was ultimately to, you know, share the authentic voices of different people that you normally wouldn't, you know, find out about. And, you know, clearly these are opportunities for all of us to learn new types of insights, and not just from those people that are so good at marketing themselves and getting visible to the rest of the world, but there's so much magic and wonder in all the other people that I get to meet every single day and that I have the privilege and honor to be interviewing on this platform. And it's all about real people, real conversations, and real success. You know, it's those people that are, you know, in the pits, you know, struggling, you know, to make a difference, and the learnings that they get from that. So I'm hoping that you're enjoying it as much as I am. And here I am also putting out a plug for a really awesome program that I'm putting out there for doctors, as well as patients, actually. It's to how to optimize the health. You know, what are the ways that you can absolutely supercharge your life and become so much more of what's really inside of you? And so go ahead and check out my website, drradamaker.com. So that's drradamaker, RADEMAKER.com. You know, and especially for the doctors, you know, if you want more information as to how you can supercharge your practice so that you can then become so much more effective as well as independent in how you then choose to take care of your patients. Because in today's world, we need the docs of our communities to be able to be offering the things that we're asking for right now, and not waiting for years and years for the scientific community just to accept that this is okay, when we already know that the stuff that's available out there really will make a difference, so that we can have a much higher level of health, happiness, and everything else that comes with it. So go check it out, drradamaker.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Prescription for Your Transformation, and also on Instagram, drradamaker.com, as I am planning on bringing out a lot of great content for all of you. So thank you.
I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, and this is Prescription for Your Transformation, real people, real conversations, and real success. And it's all about success, and it's all about real people. It's all about authenticity. Because in today's world, we can get very confused as to what it is, what is believable, what is trustworthy, and what isn't. And it's a real challenge. And for that reason, I've had this platform for the last 5 years, almost 6 years now, you know, talking to people like Stephen Klein, you know, and you hear in their authenticity in their voice. And you find out, do I resonate with this person? Do I resonate with what they're sharing? So that you now have some insights as to what it is that you can change in your life. And so this platform, Prescription for Your Transformation, it's all about tapping into that collective wisdom and creating that space of generative collaboration. So ultimately, it's about connecting. And it's connecting with the sources, the trusted sources that can help you on your own personal journey, but also help you reprogram that brain that unfortunately had some faulty programming, just like any computer has, potentially, you know, infected by a virus, right? Some sort of, you know, bad thinking that's happening inside of you, and being able to reprogram it so that you can have a life that really, you know, suits you on all levels of happiness, performance, longevity, energy, whatever that is. So I'm really excited to be talking, you know, this final part with Stephen Klein, the super connector. And I'm going to have him explain to you what's that all about, what his journey has been all about, and why what he does, you can do too, because it's relevant for your own success in your own life. Stephen.
Thanks, Dr. Bart, for having me. And I was kind of smirking when you were talking about faulty programming, because I think I had a faulty program in myself. It's kind of what led to me connecting people and super connector and the whole thing. Because I, even though people think I have this really outgoing personality, I'm really kind of an, I guess, introverted extrovert, in that I'm not real comfortable talking to strangers. I'm afraid of rejection, that kind of thing. I mean, I'm working past that to a degree, but the super connector thing and connecting people came about because I realized early on that if I connected somebody that I knew with somebody else that I knew at a really high level, the chances of rejection for that are almost zero. And I received a ton of fulfillment when those people got together and did great things. Wasn't really a whole lot coming back my way, but it didn't matter and I didn't care. And that's really grown into a way of life for me where when I meet somebody that I think is really interesting, I'll typically make a note about them. So it could be years that go by where something will flag that in my head. I might have to search for them, but I'll find it. I'll make an intro to somebody. They'll get together, do great things. And they're like, wow, how did you remember me from 4 years ago or whatever it was? Like, I don't know. I had you tagged or a note written or whatever. So I really, really enjoy and get a ton of fulfillment out of connecting people. It's not something that I look at as work or that I have to do or something that's going to expand my world. So I better get on it or whatever. It's something that I really, really get fulfillment from. And so I do little things that maybe other people don't to try to always keep people top of mind that if they got together, I know that I have this little spidey sense or whatever you want to call it, that if they met, they'd go out and change the world or shortcut their successes somehow. So that's kind of where it came from. And what I'm into and why I do it now is because I love it and I get fulfillment from it.
Well, just so you know, for the record, you're the only person in the entire planet that has this problem, okay? That's if you want to call it shyness. You know, and I'm not the same. And I think a lot of us have that and we have our own process. But I love what you're doing because, you know, the coolest experience that I get to experience when I'm in your neighborhood is not knowing that you're actually there. And I'm walking through this hall and suddenly I hear Dr. Bart. And it's like, whoa, I'm famous. Right. And suddenly it's a really cool feeling. You know, you're in a foreign environment or a strange environment. And, you know, your alert buttons are all going off and you're worried about all sorts of things, perhaps. And then suddenly there's this commonality that, oh, I'm being recognized. It's a really nice feeling. So on the receiving end, I want to let you know is that it's really cool thing that you're doing for others because it allows them to feel good about themselves, about being recognized, because ultimately I think all of us want to be witnessed. But the more important thing that I want to share is this, is that we can't do things on our own. If we really want to be successful in our journeys of life and all of us within us, we have this compelling future. And we don't always have the right connections. We don't always know where to look. And someone like yourself, you know, who's got his web all over the place, all these different connections, I mean, it's a cool thing. And even if somebody doesn't even know you in particular, the fact that you have this podcast series coming out, that you have that website, you know, people can come to you and say, hey, you know what, can you help me with this? And so ultimately, you're doing things for others. So share more about this whole connecting business and, you know, maybe share some stories. I love the story that you shared, you know, before about connecting with Dave Asprey. Tell us more.
So a lot of it comes down to what we call is now termed serendipity. And I'll tell you the story that kind of where that came from. When I moved from Tampa, I was there 11 years. I was going to come to St. Pete, but didn't want to move straight into a place because I didn't really know the lay of the land here. And so I moved into a place that I rented for 3 months with a friend. And then I was going to move into downtown. I go to the Bulletproof Bowing Conference 2016. I come back. I go on Craigslist and my very first phone call to rent a place. I call up and I'm like, hey, Jason, can I come look at your place you have for rent in the Madison condominium? She's like, look, man, that place isn't going to be ready for at least 30 days. I should probably just take off the listing. And I'm like, well, can I come look at it just for context? Cause I haven't been anywhere. He's like, look, man, I'm really busy. I just got back from this thing in California. I'm like, what were you doing in California? He's like, you wouldn't know anything about it. I was at the Bulletproof Biohacking Conference. I'm like, oh, so we were probably the only one from Tampa Bay at this thing in 2016. I meet him. I don't rent the apartment, but he's the guy that is now the CEO of the ARX Fit Trainer. But more importantly to me at the time is he had created this facility called the Biohack Studios that just opened in the middle of 2021, earlier this year opened, but I had access to it because of that phone call for 4.5 years. That's some serendipity. And we become friends and he's an incredible center of influence in the whole biohacking community now being the CEO of the ARX Fit Trainer. But the gentleman who I stayed with prior to that phone call he called me a few years ago and said, Steven, I've got credentials to shoot the Super Bowl in Houston. It's a big deal. My nephew has an internship with ESPN. He's going to be there. The Patriots are playing. That's my home team. I'm from Boston. But my place to stay fell through. So we're 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl. He's like, do you think you can help me? You have anybody I can stay with? I'm a starving artist. I can't afford Super Bowl rates. I'm like, let me call the one guy that I know lives in Houston. My friend, Emilio Palafox, who worked for Pulse Centers. You're familiar with the PEMF company. So I call Emilio and it's like, Steven, man, you caught me at a horrible time. I'm sleeping on the couch because I'm moving to Austin, Texas. I'm like, oh man, but wait a minute. I know this couple that I treated with neuropathy neurofeedback, which is what he was doing at the time, along with being a bulletproof coach. So he calls me back, long story short, there's this couple that lives in the Galleria district in a 10,000 square foot mansion. Barry Lively and his nephew get to stay there for free. They refer a couple people to Amelia with like brain concussion syndrome stuff in the NFL that Barry was hooked up with. So Barry comes back and coins the term Stevendipity after that trip. So some of the connecting stuff is really just being tapped in and open to, you know, the zero point field, call it, you know, consciousness, some of the Joe Dispenza stuff, coherence. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but some of it's just the fact that I'm aware of stuff. I make notes and I'm looking to put people together anyway. But those are two.
You know, and it's a cool thing. And it's really all about, you know, going with the flow and accepting what's around you in that sense and not being so judgmental. And I think what oftentimes happens, what prevents people from connecting with others is that they're trying to protect themselves for whatever reason. They're very judgmental of whatever's happening and oftentimes, you know, feel uncomfortable to ask, you know, for help. And in this world today, you know, the beautiful thing is that, you know, we can ask for help. We don't have to be alone, but it is all about that connection. And what I love about what you're doing specifically is you're not looking for anything in return. I mean, it's just fun making these connections and making a difference for people, because ultimately, you know, there's an interesting saying that give everybody else first what they want, and then you'll get everything that you want. When it's just focused on yourself, then you're going to have a miserable life. But being able to connect with other people, making a difference for other people, you know, that really touches people's hearts, because, you know, in this crazy world that we live in today, you know, it's very seldom that we genuinely find people around us that are happy just to help and serve. And so what you're doing is an amazing thing. So if you were to tell people, you know, how to go about this, you know, certainly with, you know, your own personal experiences and perhaps the challenges that you had, the uncertainties, you know, I'm certainly one person that isn't, you know, so outgoing with others and connecting with them. But interesting enough, you know, perhaps maybe you inspired me, I don't know. But my way of relating to people has expanded to be much more conscious in recognizing them, like in text, right? So oftentimes when I would text somebody, it was just straight to the point. And I'm a surgeon, for God's sakes. I mean, I don't have time, right? But now I've shifted the way that I text people. And I first find, okay, how are you doing? What's going on with your life? You know, how was this or that? And, oh, by the way, you know, you may want to think about this. So if you were to give some people some thoughts and ideas, you know, suggestions or recommendations as to how they can begin to connect even better,
yep,
what would that be?
So a main thing, and this goes along with the Tony Robbins stuff as well, is when you get engaged in a conversation with someone, whether you've talked to them recently or not, get them in a peak state to have them talk about something fun that they've been doing, successes they've had, wins they've had or whatever. Hey, what's going on? Because usually people go, you know, tough day or whatever. Get them to talk about something great, and then they'll be more excited or more likely to talk about anything that's might be on your agenda as far as the phone call. I also, when I meet somebody, I realize that if that person's an accomplished person, then chances are they know some pretty amazing people. So I may ask, hey, who do you know that might be a good idea for me to know? Without any kind of agenda or selling anything or whatever, who do you know that I may my job with or resonate with? We might be able to do some big things together or make some good connections. Ask them what connections are good for them. Take notes on this stuff. Send cards to people at random times, not just birthdays or a holiday, but document things on a contact, either it's in your phone or a CRM, which is just like, you know, your HubSpot or Salesforce or whatever it is, but take some notes, find out about people. There's a guy named Harvey McKay who wrote a book called How to Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. And he's got a whole chapter on what he calls the McKay 66 or something like that, all these points, he would find out all this stuff about everybody he knew. So he knew them better than they knew themselves. And in a lot of cases, you can serve that person much better the more you know about them. So there's little things you can do. You don't have to go get a master's degree in somebody, but Dale Carnegie said, you know, people, you know, don't care what you think as much as they, how much they know you care, whatever that saying is.
Right.
So you genuinely have to be interested in people. You can't fake being interested in somebody. So if you're not interested in somebody, let it go and just don't even do this, right? Don't even try to connect. You've got to be somebody that's interested in other people and interested in their success. Because part of the whole connecting thing is, my goal is, how do I help this person get from where they are now to where they want to go quicker through anything that I can bring to the table or add value for?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I would also add to that too, is that if you don't care, well, find something you can care about. You know, and ultimately, it's also about being relatable to them and appreciating their world and appreciating what's important for them. And it's a fun thing. You know, the fun thing about witnessing other people is giving them the recognition of who they are, you know, whatever the political bent is. And that's actually kind of unfortunate in our world today, is that everything's so political and so divisive. And people are pointing fingers and everything else. But the thing that I often will tell people is, if you're going to start pointing fingers at someone, actually look at yourself in the mirror and you'll find out it's pointing right back at you. And so, you know, rather than finding what's wrong, you know, find out what's right. And we're all humans. We're all messed up in one form or another. You know, one thing that I got from, you know, one of my old partners was simply this. She'd always be, you know, playing the victim. And then her excuse was, well, I'm just human. That would really piss me off, right? So I was being judgmental, right? But in fact, years later, I kind of recognized, well, we're all human. You know, we all have our faults and weaknesses and our vulnerabilities. And now I tell people, says, give yourself permission to be human, right? Give yourself permission to have your faults and your weaknesses. And guess what? Everybody else does. And more than likely the ones that you have, you know, other people have as well. You know, how you began this section of the podcast, you know, I've got the same problem, right? And I'm pretty shy and I don't like to speak, but you know what? I figured out a way to really overcome it. But oftentimes I'll be in crowds and I won't talk to anybody, right? So you've mastered that art, which I think is beautiful. You're an example for the rest of us that, you know, connecting is a beautiful thing, and focus on just making connections with other people. And the wonderful thing is that you create a your own family of connections that one day can become very valuable for you because of what you've done for them.
Yep. Yeah. So I'll also add that, just, I ask questions. I don't take life too seriously. I don't care about what everybody thinks. I try to be entertaining or funny or whatever. I mean, life's a game. We're here to have fun, not be all, you know, straight laced and serious about everything.
Right.
But be interested in people, ask questions, find out what they want. And, you know, that's awesome. What I do.
Well, how do people find you, Stephen?
So superconnector.com is the website. That's superconnector.com. Why the K? Because Stephen Klein initials, it was available, all that good stuff.
Hang on a second. I didn't make that connection. Great. That's awesome. I love it. Well, Stephen, you're a great guy. You've helped a lot of people in so many wonderful ways. And that should be an example for the rest of us. You know, let's focus on the rest of the world first, and then we get everything that we want, because it's just a good place to be. We're not focusing ourselves, but we're focusing on making the world a better place. And you consistently do that. Love the fact that, you know, and you're like one of the few people that actually does that. I'm walking somewhere and then suddenly hear my name. It's like, oh, okay. That's so awesome. So thank you again for that. Last word to you.
Oh, last word for you to say. Step outside your comfort zone and see how you can help other people. It'll serve you in a lot of ways, because people want to get back to you as well. And it's fun. So play with it a little bit. Take notes on people instead of just throwing their info on your phone. Make some interesting note about them that may come back later to give you a way to help them that you didn't think about.
Yeah. And don't just forget about that contact. Keep in touch with them, just like you said. Anyhow, I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, and this is Prescription for Your Transformation. Real people, real conversations, and real success. And I'm hoping that you've enjoyed this three-part series with Stephen Klein, Super Connector, talking about NES health, how energy can really change your life by addressing the root cause, on biohacking, the importance of that, and how you can start with it and staying connected with others. So Stephen Klein, once again, thank you, and we'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Join Dr. Bart Rademacher live right here on StarWorldwideNetworks.com or on demand 24/7.